For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Everyone knows that there is a link between crime and the use of alcohol and other drugs. The question is, what is that link? Ireland's Health Research Board recently released a study which attempts to answer that question. The report identifies four possible scenarios. First is the psychopharmacological model. This is the notion that, quote, the effects of intoxication cause criminal, especially violent, behavior. Research does show a strong correlation between alcohol use and violent crime. This link does not appear to be true in regard to heroin or marijuana use. In any case, correlation is not the same as proof of causation. The second scenario is economic. This model, quote, assumes that drug users need to generate illicit income from crimes such as robbery and burglary or from consensual crimes such as prostitution to support their drug habits. And it is the case that many arrestees test positive for drugs. However, these are only the offenders who have been caught. Not all crimes are solved. In the United States, for example, authorities are able to identify and charge an offender in only 16% of property crimes and 50% of violent crimes overall. Probably, their alcohol and other drug use made these particular arrestees more likely to get caught, while sober offenders get away clean. The third scenario is the systemic model, in which drug-related crime results from activities associated with the illicit drug market. It's certainly the case that violence is sometimes used to secure drug market areas and to enforce debt collection. However, such activities are not often resorted to. Rather, drug markets primarily impact the quality of life and the social environment. Such problems were found to have the greatest impact on residents' quality of life through direct experience of antisocial behavior, a general loss of communal space, and a sense of personal safety, and negative labeling of estates in the wider community, end quote. The fourth scenario is called the common cause model. This model, quote, suggests that the relationship between drugs and crime is less clear and perhaps one related to underlying social factors, poses a far greater challenge to policymakers. It suggests that strategies for dealing with drug-related crime must move beyond the individual and address the environmental context in which both drug use and crime occur in order to be more effective, end quote. This much simpler explanation seems in most cases to be nearest the truth. Unfortunately, while simpler to understand, this explanation is harder for governments to deal with. Solving these problems will take more than locking people up. On the other hand, governments were created to deal with tough problems. A copy of the report, Drugs and Crime in Ireland, is available online from Ireland's Health Research Board as well as from the Common Sense for Drug Policy Research Archive. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.